GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show, and I mentioned West Quaddy Headlight just for our guest co-host behind the bulletproof glass and spacious Studio 7A, because he still has Lubeck in his blood.
Just Miles, a boy from Lubeck.
Yep, Miles Thiemann. Miles, thanks again for getting up, for coming in this morning.
It's a privilege.
Depends on where you are hearing our voice as to how much wet snow came and fell on the ground. Miles, I want to introduce to you the president and CEO of Central Maine Power, Doug Herling. He's in Augusta, and he's on line three to talk with us on GHRT.
Doug, good morning. What's happening in your service area because of the weather?
Well, Miles, we had some wet, heavy snow come in last night. It was forecasted to be more inland, but it came right along the coast and impacted York County, Cumberland County, and Lincoln County the most. We had a total of 48,000 customers that lost power, and we've already got that number reduced to less than 20,000 now that remain without power.
But the way that storm decided to take, a step to the west and deliver more along the coast as opposed to the interior, some people had to change up their plans. That's why we didn't get as much rain as forecasters were initially calling for yesterday. Miles and I were talking about that off microphone. What specific challenges has it made for you and your crews who are now working to get to those areas affected, Doug?
Well, some of the challenges with COVID-19, we've changed how we operate in the field, like a lot of other businesses. And a couple of the unique things that the crews are doing right now is most of the line crews that are out there operate with two people in a truck. And for everyone's protection and the protection of our employees, we have only one person per truck, so the other person follows in a vehicle behind it so that they maintain social distancing, while they're driving. Another thing is we have the teams coming it broken up and split into groups so that they have staggered start times. So group A never comes in contact with group B or group C. So we've done a lot of things over the past couple of weeks to make sure we are here to serve our customers.
Well, you're obviously trying to take care of your employees. Has the new configuration slowed your ability to correct the outages?
I would say probably a little bit. I mean, in all honesty, when you have a person trailing another person in a truck, it's not as efficient, but it is much more safe. And you know, our top priority is the safety of our employees so that they can be here for times like this. And unless we do these protocols, you know, we're putting them at risk.
Hopefully, we're not going to see any more storms. I say that, and you know, sure enough, it's going to happen. Yeah, I just jinxed it. I know it. I'm sorry about that, Doug. Hopefully, we won't see too many additional storms like this. But how long do you think before CMP doesn't have to have Team A and TB and things can get back to the way they used to be?
Well, we're going to watch just like everyone else. And when the governor, you know, at some point in time when we're beyond this and the governor starts lifting some of the restrictions, we will go along with everybody else and do the same and try to get back to normal. But for right now, I don't particularly personally see that in the very near future. And, you know, we worked with this new way to operate last week, and I think we worked the bugs out of it. And, you know, we're ready to restore power today in this new configuration.
Anything that the 22,000 folks who are still waiting to get their power restored need to know?
So we would ask that people, one of the things that would be very important for the safety of our employees is to not approach our employees when they are near the home to do some work. You know, social distancing is important, and, you know, we can't keep the lights on if our employees are sick. So we would ask people to refrain from reaching out or thanking them for what they're doing.
Great advice.
See, everyone wants to run out and meet that handsome, mustached fella from CMP that kept saying, no line is safe to touch ever. And they want to go out and give him a hug, but now's not the time to do that.
Or complain, absolutely. One or the other.
All right. Doug Herling, president and CEO of CMP. Well, best to you. You're staying healthy, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, practicing social distancing like everybody else. And we have a lot of cleaners around and hand lotions and all kinds of things. So we're doing our part.
Are you have kids at home? Are you in the homeschooling business?
No, I don't. I have a daughter that's at going actually to UNE right now, and they have just gone, I guess, with web schooling for the rest of the semester.
Oh, God bless you. So, you know, like the rest, some of us, not the rest of us, but some of us that get done work for the day and then go home, and then you've got to be a school teacher for three and a half hours.
Oh, you're trying to work.
That's going to be tough on a lot of families.
Yeah, you're trying to work at home, and the three-year-old is a maniac while you're trying to get your own work done.
I'll trade you, Miles. I'll trade you Colin for the three-year-old. Doug, thanks. Best to you. Best to the crews. And I know CMP's customers will look forward to getting the juice back on at this time.
Thank you for coming on with us this morning.
All right. Well, thanks, Rick and Miles. Appreciate it.
1-800-966-1039 is our telephone number. Oh, my word. You know, I've just dredged up all of that emotion about homeschooling. Did you ever, your kids, your two lovely daughters?
Never had to do that.
Really? You never had?
No, well, there was never a long period of time when they should have been in school when they were not. I mean, you know, I was always fascinated by the younger who, you know, would be on the phone watching TV, the music would be on, she'd be doing her homework.
So. I tried to do that as a kid, and my grade suffered for it, and now I'm seeing my own children, and I'm like, would you take the earpods out of your head and concentrate?
We didn't have earpods when I was
a kid. When I was a kid, no. We had to carry around a band in our back pocket and have them play for us.
We went uphill, walked uphill
both ways in a snowstorm.
Exactly right.
I did go to, I went to the Sutherland Weston office, and I found a whiteboard that wasn't being used, and I got permission from Lisa Sturgeon to borrow her dry erase markers and her eraser. And Colin really didn't pay much attention when I walked through the door with it. But when I set it up in the dining room, which is now Colin's classroom.
I'm sure everybody's lost their dining rooms.
And now you're right. And now Colin was like, what's this, Dad? And you could hear the ominous music playing in the background of, it's time to get to work, son. I also brought in one of those, you know, those great big notepads that you can purchase that has the big sheet of paper that you use in meetings, and you rip it off and it's got sticky on the back so you can put it up on the wall. So now I've got that in the house, and I've got his work for the day that's due, but I've got big squares. So every time he gets something done, he gets to go up, check the little thing, and then check it off.
It'll be a relief for him when he gets to go back to school. It's probably easier there than with Dad.
That's my plan. You notice that Professor Sutherland is no part of this conversation.
Well, I mean, you know, not everybody needs
to
teach.
No, 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 don't try to defend her.
But if I have a choice between you and she, it's a no-brainer.
See, in the house, and I don't know, who with the kids, who was the bad cop? You or Sharon?
Me, usually.
You were the bad cop, yeah, right? Okay, right. I'm the bad cop with the kids. Although she says I'm a softy, I'll break down sooner, okay? And I've seen her just lose it, too, so I'm not telling any tales out of school here, okay? Plus, she never listens to this radio program, so I can say this. Fine. Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah, but I'll tell her.
But she is tattletale.
Go ahead.
She's not as patient or as focused when it comes to homeschooling or teaching the kid at home.
Oh, I'm not patient with my kids either. I never was. That's why their mother had to teach them to drive.
So she's the, well, she's, but she was the good cop.
Yeah, I'm saying. When my oldest, Meredith, learned to drive, I'm surprised we didn't kill each other.
This person texts to us, this would be a good time for teachers to ask for a raise, right? Do you see the comment from someone who said, I got up this morning and I went out to the car and I scraped off my kid as a stellar student bumper sticker off the back because now they're experiencing what it's really like.
So you're suggesting you could teach them better than their...
Oh, hell no.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that at all.
Oh, all right.
Social scientists tell us that we've got about one more week, maybe a week and a half of this whole kumbaya, I love you, you stand over there, I'll love you from over here, before it's really going to hit the fan. And we're all going to start acting like what we really are. We're tubes of toothpaste, and when the pressure's on, what's inside of us squeezes out, and it's going to happen. And I'm doing my best to make sure that Colin doesn't take the brunt of it when he will not do his math.
Well,
although we had fun with math yesterday. We did it on the whiteboard, write it up there. Right. Big, a lot of positive reinforcement. Excellent. You got it right. I also got this big stack of play money. You know, ones, fives, 20s, 50s, 100s.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Monopoly money.
Yes.
And so started every time I got a question right. like paid him like $5 of imaginary cash.
So it's a little Pavlov going on there.
Yeah, it is. A little carrot versus the stick. And now my plan is, I'm thinking that what I should do is when he does really well with his schoolwork, I pay him in fake cash, and that translates to weekend screen time.
Uh-huh.
I am Father of the Year!
Or maybe he'll just say, Dad, I don't need you. I can do my homework all by myself.
That hasn't happened. If I leave him to do it alone.
Yes.
If I leave him to do it alone, it doesn't happen. I wonder if any other parents are experiencing this as well, because we're doing the remote learning. We also have group chat within this. All the other kids in Colin's class all have access to this same chat group. And yesterday, God, cue the music again. We got the email from Mr. Bergen.
Uh-huh. And what did he say?
Dear Colin's parents.
Yes.
Would you please have your son refrain from using the chat group and sending memes and video? Now, I will say one thing.
He's being creative. Come on. You can't stifle that. You got to let him do his thing.
Well, he can do his thing when it's not on school time.
Well, but he's, you know, he's being creative. I think he's going to be just fine. I would
easy
just
for you to say.
Just would share with you. I have a friend who's a grandchild goes to school in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. They're going to school remotely. The school requires them to get dressed every morning, put their knapsacks or their book bags by the
yes.
And so they have to get the sense that they're in school as opposed to sitting around in their pajamas.
See, that's what and this is where I have failed as a parent. In one of the many ways I've failed as a parent. Because I want to make the morning easier for Elizabeth while I'm here playing on the radio, as she once called it.
Mm-hmm.
Never forgot that day, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Okay. I set out Colin's backpack, Colin's shoes, Colin's coat, Colin's mittens, Colin's everything. Okay. Uh-huh. And it's all there. So look, Colin, just like a firefighter, all you need to do is just grab your stuff and go. Okay. And I'm doing it so Elizabeth has a happier morning. I'm still waiting for the thank you, honey, on that one.
Oh, a couple years from now.
But now,
she'll remember.
But now,
yes.
Colin's come to expect it. I've enabled him. Hey, Dad, how come you didn't set up my back?
Well, that's, you know, he'll.
Failure. Parent failure there. I've enabled my child.
No, you have to now say to your child, look, I've been doing this for you. You know what needs to be done. You know what you need. So do it. So there's been no
from
penalty.
Your lips to his ears.
Well, I get it. I mean, it's easy for me to say. I don't have kids at home anymore. So
my friend Greg sends me a meme.
Yes.
Thoughts and prayers going out to all the married men who spent months telling their wife, I'll do that when I got time.
Oh, I said yesterday I've gotten to the point where I'm now working on the list of things that I've been wanting to do for a year and a half.
Well, like what?
Well, I mean, there's a variety of things around the house that, you know, I'll take care of that later, you know, that into that category.
Congratulations, it's now later.
If it warmed up, I'd actually clean the garage.
Shh. Will you keep your voice down? They might hear, and then they'll expect this behavior. If you show weakness to our wives,
yes.
They will pounce like pumas.
I've been married 47 years. She's figured out the weakness.
I wish my wife would pounce like a puma. Miles
Never
Damon
mind.
Is our guest co-host. Who's up next? Alan Chase, is that it?
Alan Chase, who's the director of the Center for Professional Mariner Development at Maine Maritime Academy.
He's going to dial in next for some Q&A on Miles GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.